Welcome to the Strong Tower Pentecostal Ministries podcast channel. You are about to listen to a pre-recorded service that is already in progress. On behalf of our pastor, District Elder Rodney M. Williams Sr., may you be blessed, may you be enriched, and may the favor of God shine in your life.
Oh, if men would praise the Lord.
Verse 24 says, "And when her days were delivered, were fulfilled, behold, there were twins in her womb. And the first came out red, all over like a hairy garment. They called his name Esau. And after that, his brother came out, and his hand took hold on Esau's heel. And his name was called Jacob. And Isaac was 80 years old when she bare them. And the boys grew, and Esau," this is powerful, "and the boys grew, and Esau was a cunning hunter, a man of the field, and Jacob was a plain man dwelling in tents." There, when it says Jacob was a plain man, it doesn't mean plain as we would expect in the English interpretation, but plain there means he had the kind of presence that was honorable, and he had integrity. He was just a good fellow. He came out as a good fellow. Genesis 27 and 6 says, 6 through 10, "And Rebekah spake unto Jacob her son, saying, Behold, I heard thy father speak unto Esau thy brother, saying, Bring me venison, and make me savory meat, that I may eat and bless thee before the Lord, before my death. Now therefore, my son, obey my voice according to that which I command thee. Go now to the flock and fetch me thence 2 good kids of goats, and I will make them savory meat for thy father, such as he loveth. And thou shalt bring it to thy father that he may eat and that he may bless thee before his death." The message is simple. The teaching is simple. God doesn't need your help, but he needs you. God doesn't need your help, but he needs you. This message should clarify and boost your trust in the word, the will, and the power of God. God doesn't need anybody. His will is absolute. Nobody can change it. Nobody can stop it. When you find his will, you find the place where you become unstoppable and you cannot be broken by any means. And so his will, he needs us to trust his will. He don't get help from nobody. The angels in creation, the angels didn't even help him. As he was speaking and bringing forth, all they could do was shout and dance. That's what Job 38 tells us. They shouted and they danced because they saw the power of their God speak and things begin to happen. Doesn't need the help of angels, cherubim, seraphims, or any holy creature. All by himself, he is God. Somebody shout, "Lord, you're God, all by yourself." By yourself. When Job was perplexed, and he questioned the why of his suffering. And I can't blame him, because if I was going through what Job went through, I would have to wonder why myself. Because my reputation says I was a holy man. I was one that feared God and I stayed away from evil. I sacrificed for myself and I sacrificed for my kids. I made sure the house was covered with an anointing. And then all this thing came to me. The thing I feared the most came upon me. And if I were Job, I too would wonder why. Now, my initial response would perhaps be like Job. He said, "Though he slay me, yet will I trust him." But as this thing went on, you ever notice how when something hits you, you say, "God's going to do it. God's going to bless." But as it goes on, it begins to wear on your confidence and wear on your faith. Not that you don't believe God, you're just tired. Just tired. Anybody just tired, man? Just, you know, I believe God. I'm just tired. I'm tired of this. I'm sick of it. I'm sick of dealing with it. I'm wondering, why hasn't God moved yet? All this offering I'm giving, all this praise I'm giving, all this worship I'm offering, why hasn't he moved yet? And so Job was in a place where his wife was saying, man, I'm sick of it too. Curse God and die. Praise the Lord, just curse him. Curse him and die so I can get somebody else who ain't got no boils on them and ain't rubbing himself with, amen, no SOS pad, praise God. Go ahead and curse God and die. And Job's friend said, man, you must have messed up somewhere. You know, ever notice how folk would try to, amen, analyze why you're going through it? Like they're God. They don't have no idea what's going on inside of your mind and your heart. And they try to analyze and give you solutions for questions you didn't even ask. Praise the Lord. And Job's friends telling him, man, you messed up. You need to repent and all this kind of stuff. Praise the Lord. At least they stayed with him, but they stayed with him, amen, leading him into a place of confusion and perplexing, amen, understanding of why would God let this happen to me? And so he began to question God, and God had to answer him. And he answered him with a loud voice. He said, now here in Job 38, he said, the Lord said unto Job out of the whirlwind, praise the Lord, and said, who is this that darkeneth counsel by words without knowledge? Job, what you talking about? Why are you saying I'm not going to bless? Don't you know I'm the reason why you still breathing? If it wasn't for me, the enemy would have destroyed you. I know he was coming. I sent him because I believed in you. I allowed it to happen in your life because I believed in you. If I didn't believe in you, I wouldn't allow it to happen. I knew you were going to be able to stand here. And so why are you trying to darken my counsel like I don't know what I'm doing? He talked to him, praise God. He said, listen, amen. He said, gird up now thy loins like a man. In other words, God said to Job, man up. What's wrong with you? Praise the Lord. Man up, man up, man up. Tell somebody, man up. Amen. No time to cry and whine and complain. So what? Things aren't working out. Man up. Amen. He is God and he knows how and he knows when. Just man up. Man up. Stop crying and calling everybody. Man up. Praise the Lord. Job, Job, man up. Praise the Lord. And I will demand of thee and answer thou me. Tell me why you thinking. Amen. That you're wondering why. You worship me all these years and you've seen my glory. Why now would you even consider that I'm not going to bless the way I told you I was going to bless? He said, gird up your loins. In other words, get yourself together. Right there, you ought to tell somebody, get yourself together. There's some folk maybe sitting next to you wondering about when is God going to bless. Praise the Lord. And the longer he takes, the more you wonder, get yourself together. He is the Lord, and he's able to do it just when he gets ready. Praise the Lord. And so he says, listen, where wast thou when I laid the foundations of the earth? How are you going to ask me about what's going on when I'm the one that laid the foundation? Where were you? He's putting Job in his place. You know, some preachers need to be put in their place too. There's so many preachers, praise God, that act like they're God. They need to be put in their place and stop letting folks serve them like they're God and carry your own bag a while, praise God. Listen, I know it's good to assist, but sometimes preachers get their things in their head and they go too far. And they make people bow to them like they're God. Amen. But God is saying, get yourself together. What's wrong with you? I'm going to demand an answer of you. Where were you when I laid the foundation of the earth? Uh-huh. And tell me, do you understand how I did it? Nobody knows how I got to be God. Nobody knows how I did what I did. Moses wrote this down, but he only saw the backside of me. He didn't see all of me. I didn't show Moses all of who I am or what I can do. He only saw the backside of me. I had to cover Moses in a cliff of a rock to make sure if he ever saw me, he wouldn't be able to take it. No man shall see God and live. And so I had to cover Moses, and I only let him see after I passed by. He saw my hinder parts. And just a little bit of me gave him enough knowledge to write in the beginning God created. Thank you, Jesus Christ. And so, Job, where were you? Praise the Lord. When I laid the foundation, when I fastened it, when I took my divine nails and fastened, amen, the trees to the ground. When I told the water, amen, let your waves lap over, but don't go any further. Job, where were you when I was doing this? When I caused the darkness to back up and when I caused the light to come. Job, where were you? You didn't help me do this. I was God by myself. And because of my omnipotence, I'm able to bless and do whatever you need done. Praise the wonderful name of God. Somebody said, Lord, bless me here. He said, the nations are but a drop in the bucket and are counted as small dust of the balance. Behold, he taketh up the isles as a very little thing. God said, I'm so big, man, even the nations of the earth is nothing but a drop in the bucket. I'm God. I can do anything. Lord, I praise you, Lord. I can heal anything. I can bless in any way. I can create where nothing exists. Praise God. Where you feel that ain't nothing going wrong, I can speak in one moment, everything turn around. I don't need you to help me do it. Praise the Lord. And so here in the text, praise the Lord, we find that God has the ability to do anything. Amen. And when we try to describe, amen, the power of God, you know, I run out of words. I don't have enough vocabulary to really amply describe how awesome God is. He is indescribable, but yet I want to understand who he is. His glory is so tremendous, praise God. And then he tells us to magnify him. How can I make you larger in the earth, praise God? Amen. You do all things well by yourself. Praise the Lord. He does everything well. I'm so glad somebody caught it and wrote a song about it. He does it well, praise the Lord. Doesn't God do everything well in your life? Somebody say amen. Praise. I'm going to preach after a while, but I need you to understand that you have a God that has never lost a case. He's never lost his power. He's never lost his ability to hear you and to see. He knows where you are. He knows what you're dealing with, praise God. And when he gets ready, he is going to bless. Hallelujah. And so in the text, we see, amen. Amen. Even before that, people trying to help God and causing a mess. Told Abraham, I'm going to make you a father of many. But your wife is barren. She ain't having nothing. But I'm going to make you a father of many. You're going to have a child. And after 25 years, Abraham got tired of waiting. So they had a custom that somebody else could bear the child. And if she, the woman, sits on the lap of the wife, then the wife can claim the child. What a nasty custom, but they had one, praise the Lord. Remember, Abraham was a heathen man first. Then he brought some customs with him. And so Sarah said, why don't you go ahead to Hagar? Go ahead and knock her up. She knew the custom. Then when she had a baby, all I do is make sure she sit on my lap like I'm having a baby. And then it'll be your son. And so they tried to help God and created a mess. All these folk in Isis. All these folk in Syria blowing stuff up. All them Ishmael people. Wild people. Cutting folk heads off. Burning folk alive. They all came from Abraham. From Sarah's lap. All these wild folks created a mess for all eternity until God come and straightened it out. Because he tried to help God out. Y'all still here? Praise the Lord. Tell somebody, you can't help God. You wait on God. We've made so many mistakes trying to help God. God told you, I'm going to give you a husband. And you try to help God by manipulating some brother to marry you. Nuh-uh. Wait on God. If he promised he's able to do it, he said, I will not speak a word and won't be able to perform it. Wait on God. Don't try to help God. Wait on the Lord. Listen to me. You got to wait. Got to know that it's God. Rebecca failed to trust God. She got a promise from God. He said, listen, you got two kinds of people in your womb. And they're fighting already. You haven't even had the babies and they're already fighting. Praise the Lord. They came out fighting. Praise the Lord. Wrestling for position, trying to get out of here. Because the will of God has already been released upon Rebecca. And he told the elder shall serve the younger. And somehow, amen, that was the will of God. And so when they start, amen, tussling inside, they're wrestling for position. Somehow, amen, the Bible says, even before the children were born and knew good or evil, God loved Jacob and hated Esau. And so they're fighting to be the first one out because somehow they knew the first one gets the blessing. And when they came out, Esau came out first. Bible describes him as a hairy man. All this red hair. It looked like he had a coat on when he was born. And Jacob came out after him. But Jacob was a fighter. So as soon as Jacob came out, he reached for Esau's heel as if to pull him back in. Praise the Lord. And so they were born in a struggle. Are you still hearing me? Praise the Lord. Now, the Lord told Rebecca, the younger is going to serve, or the elder going to serve the younger. So Rebecca knew the will of God was that her younger son was supposed to be the one in charge, the one getting the blessing. She knew it. And so had she waited on God, it would have happened. But Rebecca had this mindset, let me help God, and created a mess. Every child that's born, they are born with a blank slate. They come blank. And who you are, blame your parents. Who you are, if you are jacked up, go home and tell your mama, it's your fault I'm jacked up. Because when I came here, I had no identity. You made me like this. Funny how we go home and talk about so many folk and wonder why our kids are jacked up. Because we're teaching them certain things. So here is Jacob. The Bible calls him a plain man, honorable man. But you know his history. What happened to Jacob? Mama taught him some things. So had the word that God was going to use him and raise him up, she couldn't wait. Let me help God. Son, I heard your daddy. He getting ready to bless Esau and give Esau the blessing. Now, let me tell you something, son. Go up real quick and get the flock and go cut some folk up. And I'm gonna cook it for you just the way your daddy like it. And then you come here. But mama, daddy gonna know it's not me because I'm not hairy. Come here, boy. And she put skins on him so make sure he's hairy going in there. This is what the mama manipulating. Trying to help God, teaching her son how to be a trickster. She taught him how to be a deceiver. He was a plain man, but mama messed him up. She taught him to deceive in that moment. Read your Bible. He was a plain man. He was an honorable man. When did he change? When his mama taught him to lie and scheme to get a blessing. And so Jacob lied and went in there and lied and it's me, daddy, it's me, and got the blessing. But he got it in a deceptive manner. And now there's a fight because Esau's pissed off because Jacob stole his blessing. Somebody say amen. And so now Jacob got to run for his life. Notice how when you try to help God out, you create a mess in your life. And now he got the nature of his mama. Slick. And sometimes you reap what you sow. Because when he went and worked for his wife, he had to work extra years. Because he got duped by another man that was slicker than him. Trying to help God. Sisters, don't manipulate to get a man. You manipulate your way into a mess. Don't manipulate, wait on God. If the man wants you, he'll want you. If he doesn't want you, you will hurt yourself by manipulating him. Weighing your stuff a little tighter than normal. Don't do it. It ain't worth it. Y'all quiet. Let me work on the brothers, praise the Lord. Brothers, don't try to play like you got stuff you don't have. No, don't do that. Don't do that. Because if you do that, she's going to want what you show her. And you show her one thing, then when you get her, you ain't got nothing else to show her. That's a problem. So just be yourself. If you're broke, how you doing? Nice to meet you. I'm broke. Want to go out? Don't show up with your friend's Mercedes and got her saying, Lord, I'm giving me some red bottom shoes, and then she going to get some Buster Browns. Cause no, be yourself. Don't manipulate. Don't manipulate. Even in church, Don't, no, people have tried and people have successfully manipulated me. Coming to me, Pastor so-and-so, because they wanted a position somebody else had. And so they talk about to me about the things a person was doing, and they may have, may not have been accurate, but it was manipulation so that they could find favor with me. Don't help God. God, I don't need you. I need you to trust me. All I need from you is for you. I'll mention three things that God needs. First of all, he doesn't need your help. Go ahead and tell somebody real quick. He don't need your help. No, no, no. He don't need your help. He's God. Once I pray about a thing, if you don't like it, don't matter. God doesn't need your help. He's gone. Now, three things that he needs. He needs your obedience. If you're going to be blessed, he needs your obedience to make it happen. Listen to me. But he's God. Yes, he is. And he can do what he wants. But since he is God, he's already set the law in place. If you hearken diligently to my voice, all these blessings will come on you. So there is a condition that you be obedient to the word of God. And so he needs your obedience. God cannot bless a person that is a rebel. That cannot be contained, that won't cooperate, that just won't do anything except for themselves. I need your obedience. I need you to recognize that when I give you an assignment, I expect you to do it. I don't expect you to do anybody else's stuff. I expect you to do what I call you to do. I expect you to believe what I tell you. And so I need your obedience. Obedience is better than sacrifice. I'm teaching too much. I ain't preaching to y'all, but you know, I'm not going to sweat my new jacket out. Thank you, Kendall. Praise the Lord. Oh, no. God needs your obedience. Obedience is better than sacrifice. It's better than an offering. Oh, it's better. When God finds somebody that he can just talk to and walk away and know what's going to be done. Oh, God. God will return with blessings. God needs your faith. Doesn't need your help, but it needs your faith. If you want him to move, he needs your faith. He needs somebody to believe what he says. I dare somebody say, I believe God. Oh, yeah, that's why I praise him, because I believe him. Even when I don't see what's going on, I trust him. So I'm going to trust God. I'm going to have faith. I believe God can do what he said. I'm not going to try to help him. I'm going to wait on the Lord. I'm going to encourage myself when it's hard. I'm going to hold on to the word when it's hard. I'm going to hope that you help me when it's hard. But the bottom line is, I am going to trust in the Lord. My faith tells me, don't let go. Hey, listen to me. Jacob turned into a monster because his mama didn't teach him how to wait for a blessing. Then God shows up to teach Jacob himself. And he caught Jacob. Praise the Lord. And he used Esau, the same one that he tried to dupe for the birthright. He used Esau as a terror to him. And so Jacob panicked. He separated his family and crossed the brook. And the Bible says, and Jacob was alone. God had to get him alone before he can deal with him. Because your nature has been defiled by your upbringing. Lord, I brought you out a plain man, and now you are a deceiving little lying little something. And you will do whatever it takes to get what you want. And I can't raise up a family, a nation, through somebody who will do whatever it takes to get whatever. I need somebody that knows how to hold on to me and trust my word. And so God sneaks up on Jacob and shows up as a man. And Jacob sees the man, and his nature is to fight. Now his nature is to fight and to wrestle. So he grabs God. And he begins to fight. He begins to wrestle. And he wants the blessing so bad that he fought all night long. And the Bible says when the angel saw that he prevailed not. In other words, he saw that this man still ain't got the lesson. We've been fighting all night and don't even realize. I'm trying to teach him how to trust God. He's been fighting me all night long, and I have not prevailed against him. I'm trying to teach him what it is to hold on to God. I've been fighting him all night long to show him he can't continue in the way he's going, but he has not gotten a lesson. I have not yet prevailed. I know what I'll do. I'll put him in a place where he cannot do anything but trust God. And he hit him in the side, and the whole hip got dislocated. Now he got to meet his enemy without the ability to fight. God, if you don't help me now, I'm going to be destroyed. If you don't help me now, God, I'm going to be destroyed by my brother. I have done him wrong, but God, now it's time for me to pay the piper. And he said, the angel said, what's your name? Jacob, which means deceiver, trickster. Mama did that to him. Mama was fine, but she was slick. She wasn't manipulating little something. And so he got a nature of a manipulator. What's your name? Jacob. You ain't learned yet? Your name will not be Jacob anymore. Because finally, you got the lesson. Finally. And so I'm changing your name to Israel, which means you're a prince with God. You're prevailed. You finally got the lesson to know that I trust in the Lord. So God needs your faith in him. Boy, I feel like I'm boring y'all. Praise him. But God needs your faith. He needs you to stand and hold on. He needs you to say to yourself, I believe God. Even when you feel like it's not going to happen, lie to yourself. Just say, I believe God. And say it until you believe it. I believe God. I'm not going to fall out. I believe God. God is not going to leave me. God's not going to drop me. God's not going to forget about me. Yes, it hurt. Yes, it's bad. Yes, I've been going through. But I'm going to stand here and tell you, I believe God. I've been through too much to let go now. I've wrestled too long to let go now. I've suffered too much to let go now. I believe God. God needs your faith. He needs you to be able to stand against the enemy. He needs your faith in order to bless you. He needs your faith. Don't need your help, but needs your faith. And the last thing I'm going to talk about, God needs your praise. Mm-hmm. He needs your praise. Now, he's God. If you don't praise him, he said, I'll get the rocks and I'll make them praise me. Because I need somebody to praise me. I'm God. And when I show up, I need somebody to praise me. I expect somebody to praise me. Because when I see a man praising me, it motivates me to bless him. And so, God, I need you to praise me. Because you are dirt. You are nothing. You need to motivate me to bless you. You don't deserve what I've done for you, praise God. I died and got up again for you. Hallelujah. But yet you're still in flesh. You're still dirt. There's no good thing in your flesh. You need to praise me. And I need you to bless me to motivate me to bless you. I need you to say glory so I'm motivated to bless you. If you want my hand to come to you, I need you to praise me. I need somebody to bless me. I need somebody to bless me. I need you to say hallelujah. I need you to say holy, holy, holy. You want me to bless him? I need you to praise him. I need you to get up beside yourself and stop acting like you all that and recognize him, that without me, you're nothing. Without my power, you're nothing. Without my glory, you're nothing. I want the praise. I don't need your help. I'm God. But you need my help. In order to get my help, you need to praise me. David said, my help coming from the Lord. You got to praise me to get your help. Yeah. I don't need your help, but I need you. I need you to recognize there's nobody else worth praising. And if you bless me, I'll bless you. I'll never walk past somebody that's giving me the praise. Ask Zacchaeus up in the tree. I could have walked by him, but he was hollering at me. Y'all don't hear me. Anybody that hollers at me gets my attention. I know they say church ought to be mild and temperate, but anybody holler at me, they will get my attention. Oh yes, I can walk around a crowd, but somebody need to draw close to me to touch me. Everybody was pressing on me in the crowd. Everybody trying to grab a hold to me, but they weren't touching me with the kind of faith and need that I want them to have.
But then some woman touched the hem of my garment. She touched the hem of my zigzag. She touched where my prayer shawl laid. And when she touched it, something came out of me. I said, who touched me? The disciples said, everybody around here touching you. Somebody had a different touch. Somebody touched me knowing I'm going to bless. Somebody touched me saying I'm going to be healed. Somebody touched me with a desperation. Somebody touched me for a glorious touch. Somebody grabbed me that needed me. It wasn't a press in the crowd. It wasn't somebody trying to get by. Somebody touched me because they were going to die. Somebody touched me because they knew it was the last chance. Who touched me? It was the woman with the issue of blood. Everybody was touching him, but her touch was different. I want to ask you, do you have a touch that God responds to? I need you to touch me. I don't need your help, but I need you to touch me. Thank you. I need you to touch me with the touch of love. Touch me and tell me how good I am. Touch me and tell me how wonderful I am. Touch me and tell me how marvelous I am. Motivate me to bless you. Make me want to bless you. Make me want to hold you. Make me want to stop by. Make me want to turn my attention to you. Make me want to say I'll heal you. Make me want to raise you up. Make me want to deliver you. Make me want to turn things around. I need you to make me want to do it. Show me you appreciate me. Show me you love what I do. Show me you will come back and say thank you. 9 lepers didn't come back, but one came back, and he came back to say thank you. Thank you for healing me. Thank you. Naaman, does God need you? No, he don't need me. I got leprosy and I need him. Can you help God heal you? I can't help him at all. He's God by himself. But he sent me a word. He told me to dip in the river. I didn't want to dip. But somehow the revelation came to me. God needs my obedience in order for my miracle to happen. He needs my obedience. And so I went down to the river and I dipped one time and nothing happened. I almost got out the water, but I dipped the second time and nothing happened. I turned ahead for the shore, but just in case I might get here, I dipped one more time and nothing happened. I looked back at the prophet. I had an attitude, but the prophet stood next to me as if to say, are you gonna try, God? So I dipped one more time. After 4 dips, nothing happened. I didn't see nothing. My flesh was still marred. After 4 times, you mean I still ain't healed yet? Well, what the hell? And so I dipped one more time. I'm talking like naming. Sometimes you gotta be real with God. I tried 5 times, but I'm still messed up. I prayed 5 months, but I'm still messed up. But I'm gonna be obedient and dip one more time. It's been 6 months. It's been 6 years. It's been 6 weeks, but I'm still heavy. I'm still crying, and I'm still. But it needs my obedience. If I'm not obedient, I won't get this miracle. I tell you what I'm gonna do. He told me 7 times. And since I'm in the water, on my way out, I'm gonna dip just one more time. As he walked to the shore, I'm using my imagination. As he walked to the shore, he just dipped one more time. And when he came up, he looked at himself. He said, oh my. Oh my, my obedience has paid off. I came in dirty, but look at me now. I came and messed up, but look at me now. God didn't need my help, but he needed my obedience. And now I'm going to praise him. It's going to make him bless me some more. Lord, I thank you. I thank you. In my sickness, I'm going to be obedient to preach the word. In season, out of season, reprove, rebuke with all long suffering and doctrine. Pastor Williams, cry loud and spare not. Don't let your sickness shut your mouth. Keep telling them, I am able. Keep telling them, I can do the impossible. Keep telling them, I am a healer. Keep telling them, I need your obedience. Keep telling them, I'm going to make a way. Keep telling them, it's not the end yet. Keep telling them, I'm a creator, God. I'll create a way. I'll create a door. Keep telling them, look up there. Raise your head up, all ye gates, and be ye lifted up, the everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is the King of glory? The Lord, strong and mighty. The Lord, mighty in battle. Keep telling them, I am Jehovah. I'm Jehovah Shalom. Keep telling them, I'm Jehovah Tiskanu. Keep telling them, I am Emmanuel. Keep telling them, I'm God with them. Don't you stop, Pastor. Don't you stop preaching. Your obedience will yield your blessing. Your praise will yield your blessing. Your faith will yield your blessing. I believe God. I've got to say yes. Yes to your will. Yes to your way. Yes, Lord. Yes to your power. Yes, Lord. Yes to your grace. Yes, Lord. Yes to your glory. Yes, Lord. I will praise.
God doesn't need your help, but he needs you. Don't try to fix it yourself. Let God do it. Don't try to help God and watch God work. God's going to turn that stuff around. God's going to flip it upside down. But you humble yourself before the mighty hand of God. Don't try to fix God. Don't try to fix his stuff. Just humble yourself and stay before God. And God's going to do it. You hearing me? I know the trials are difficult. And you want to do something to help God. To hasten this deliverance. Make this thing happen quick. Stand still. Standing still don't mean stay in one place. Stand still means stay in God. Be still in God. Don't be frustrated. Don't be flustered. Be still knowing that God will never fail you. Tap somebody and say, be still, be still. Yeah, you don't be running around trying to have folk ask them their opinion. You already prayed. Now be still and watch God turn this thing around. The greater your pain, the greater your glory. Yes, the greater your pain, the greater your glory. I don't know why God chose these steps to climb, but I'm going to climb them. I'm going to be like Jesus, looking at the glory that's going to be revealed. I'm going to suffer this thing. I'm going to go through this thing. I'm going to have faith and obedience and praise in this thing. I'm not going to try to manipulate the situation to help God. I'm going to trust God. If it's in his hands, I'm not going to put my hands on it. He don't need my help.
But he does need me to be the man he wants me to be. He does need you to trust him. I'm done preaching. I'm so sorry, I bored y'all. I hear the Holy Ghost. Maybe it's me, maybe it's the Holy Ghost, but just go ahead and tap a few folk and say, trust God, trust God. There's a praise behind that. Trust. You've been trying to fix it for so long. It's time to trust God. It's time to trust God. Get your hands off of me. It's time to trust God. I know trusting God is the most uncomfortable thing we can be asked to do. To trust him when you see things are all jacked and you are tempted to take care of your business. But he said, just trust me. It's uncomfortable to know that I can do this and do that, but God said, trust me. He's talking to somebody. Don't make that move. Trust God. Thank you, Jesus Christ. Don't make that move thinking you're going to fix it. Trust me. Go through it with me. I'll go through it with you. But trust me and see if I won't. I don't need your help. I need your faith. I don't need your help. I need your praise. I don't need your help. I need your obedience. If I get just those three things from you, your obedience, your faith, and your praise, you will see miracles break up. Open all over your life. Remember, you can't help me because you don't know my mind completely. You can't help do what I'm trying to do. You just don't know where I'm coming from. I'm God. But when I come and when I show up, thank you. All I need for you to do is say, thank you. Be surprised how far thank you would go. When those nine lepers went away healed, and that one man came back, Jesus Christ expressed his expectation. He said, weren't there 10? Why are you by yourself? Where are the other nine? The man said, I don't know where they went, but I come back to say thank you. I can finally go back home. Thank you. I can finally go back to work. Thank you. I can go back into society. Thank you. Praise the Lord. Thank you. The other ones were healed, but they weren't thankful. Not being thankful is dangerous. Over, amen, to their vile affections. He let them go to what they want. The thankful man will never drift.
We hope that you enjoy worshiping with us. This is only a recording. However, nothing is like being there in person. Come out and join us at 2005 Hull Street, Richmond, Virginia, 23224. You can also connect with us at www.strongtowerlive.com. Or simply drop us an email at strongtowerlive@gmail.com. Now, enjoy the rest of your life.